People swarm the streets, each dressed in their own version of the outlandish attire that Laia now wears. The concept of modesty seems to have been left at the city gates. Men and women alike sport revealing outfits that are more akin to works of art than functional clothing. Tattoos cover every visible inch of skin, transforming bodies into canvases of intricate designs and vibrant colors. Eyes are wide with euphoria, their expressions exaggerated as if they're living in a constant state of exhilaration. Money is tossed carelessly into the air, fluttering down like confetti in a never-ending celebration. I chuckled. So, that's why you were crouched in the doorway while he was alone in the dining hall with another female? Do you make it a habit to lend your dates to other females often? Look, you overgrown lizard, I frankly don't care what you think, she huffed, approaching me hastily. What I do is none of your business, nor is it any of your business what my dates consist of. I'm not one of your little petulant soldiers to order around. Yet, I smirked. What? She asked, taken aback. I'd sooner die than be anything other than a broken stone soldier, let alone an overgrown lizard with wings. I think the better question here is what are you doing out here, hmm? She said as she poked me in the chest. Ponies are better than pirates, Emily cried. Pirates live on boats, so they're way cooler, Elijah argued. Ponies can live on boats, Emily said. No, they can't. What would you do with a pony on a boat? Elijah said, his hands on his thin hips. Who wants a birthday kiss? Etienne said, her heart complete and whole as the twins raced into her open arms, covering her with kisses of their own. How old are you now? 3, 4, 20? With his unrecollected name, Michael, I think it was, and his bushy, overgrown, lush green yard, he had spent his life riding the high seas at the direction of the Royal Navy. But this fair afternoon, south of Cork, he opens his front door wide for me, so I can kindly use his facilities after holding it in so painfully, so long, traversing his small green country. I would disturb his peace for nothing less. His faith fully restored, Joseph began to utter a short prayer. Vade retro satana, he said in Latin. The words strengthened him. Crux sacra sit mihi lux. Joseph repeated it a second time. Vade retro satana, crux sacra sit mihi lux. He felt the power and began to yell it again and again. The phrase had a visible effect on the vampire, jolting his body with every repetition. Empowered, Joseph rebuked the creature. You are not as strong as our Lord. Like all the devil's scum, you cower before the cross. Then, to instill his companion, he added, See, he cannot force our resolve. Fear not and keep faith. He will harm us no further tonight. Soon it was an inferno, the crackling of the fire popping around them as a person played the drums. The peoples of the Ama sang a song that Dawn remembered from her childhood.
Though my soul may set in darkness, it will rise in perfect light. I have loved the stars too fondly to be fearful of the night. Fearful of the night. Though my soul may set in darkness, it will rise in perfect light.
They sang it in rounds until at last the fire had engulfed the pyre. Wood, bodies, and
Adam
all
held her,
strong and confident through it all.
Fearful of the night, fearful of the night.